Now, it's a really interesting discussion we're going to have here with Coach Corbin Coe of the Trenton Boys. It's it's interesting to watch your team, Coach, because the Gallatin game and the West Platte game from last night, they were exactly the same storylines, where the first quarter was even and competitive. You're going back and forth. You get behind by a couple of buckets by half, and then the third quarter, I've used the phrase that the ceiling kind of collapses in on the Bulldogs. But have you been able to put your finger on what kind of the main issue is that the boys are trying to fight through that happened in the third quarter in both the game last night and the Gallatin game?
Yeah, I mean, it's turnovers, and now I'm trying to find the root of the cause of the turnovers. And, I'm starting to figure out a lot of it's to do with our spacing and things like that. We got to shorten some passes up, and we got to get the ball moving quicker because we get stuck in some traps and things like that, and then the decision-making out of those traps. So we just got to do a better job of getting the ball moving and not getting stuck in some traps around half court.
Do they get going too fast at times, Coach, or does their mind go too fast when things aren't going well and they feel like, okay, we need to make a play and we need to make one now?
I would say a little bit of that. It's just the decisions sometimes we get a little fatigued, and sometimes we get, the other team makes two or three buckets in a row and we miss a few, and now all of a sudden we think we gotta try to make it all up in one swoop instead of just, a score stop and a score stop. And so just the gaining of experience and learning to get through these things is what we just got to continue working and relying on what's been happening in the first half. So the first halves have been pretty well the last two games, so we just got to rely on try to get back to those situations.
And that's kind of the biggest thing, too, is there are some teams out there that, they just don't have a ton of talent, so they're losing games pretty consistently by about 40 points. And in doing so, it's frustrating for them. That's not the case with this team. You've shown over quarters and quarters at a half and two quarters at times that you can play with people. You just need to put four quarters together.
Right, and it's just the inconsistency at times we have. And it's tough right now. But you just got to show up every day and just continue to work and get better. That's the only option we really have right now.
It was a good start last night, Coach, in the first quarter. It was 13-13 after the first quarter. It was back and forth. You were scoring. They were scoring. It looked like it was a really close, competitive game. What did you like about what you saw from the boys with their start?
Well, offensively, both us and West Platte run the same exact kind of offensive concepts. We kind of have the same – we have a little connection on where we kind of came up with our offensive concepts from. And so I thought we did a really nice job executing that in our spacing, and we were kind of in an attack mode, and it made them make some defensive adjustments. And then on our end on defense, I thought that was one of our better halves we've had of half court defense. Whenever we turn the ball over, it's tough to get defensive stops, but whenever we were able to score and then get a set defense, we were getting over ball screens the right way, and rotating and made it tougher on them and forcing them in some long contested twos.
A part of the story, too, obviously the third quarter against Gallatin, the third quarter last night is what kind of sticks out in the discussion we're having. But in both games, I think you were either tied, it was very close at the end of the first quarter, and then not that it was a struggle in the second quarter, but you get behind by like 4 to 6 points. So not playing poorly, per se, but not playing as well in the second quarter as the first quarter.
Yeah, it was 21-21 there with just a few minutes left in the third quarter, and they make a little run and they get up 9. But we hit a big shot right before halftime to make it a 6-point game. So you're sitting there at a 2-possession game going into halftime, and you're feeling okay at that point. And then we come out and they blitzed us with the traps at half court last night, and we struggled moving the ball. And we turned the ball over too many times, and by the time you look up, it goes from 6 to 22 points and just in a second. So we just got to do a better job of not giving them those easy opportunities.
I think you hit on something there that's right on the button when you said, the spacing needs to be better. And I think to that point that, if you're trying to squeeze a pass up the sideline, those are tough to get. Or if you're trying to throw a 40-foot cross-court pass against a good pressure defense, those are tough to get. But if you get 5 to 10 foot passes that are bang, 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 that's kind of what you're looking for to get the ball in not only into the front court, but then you get scoring opportunities.
Yeah, whenever we're going against man, we want to create as much space as possible to drive it. But then, when they went to that half court trap, we have to shorten that pass up to, anywhere between 8 to 15 feet and make the ball pop. And we were trying to throw the ball cross court, and we just didn't have accuracy on where it was going, and so it led to some turnovers.
Do you like the fact that, you know, you get to play tonight? Obviously, you don't like the fact that you played tonight because that means you lost last night. But as far as trying to get the taste of that third quarter and you know, play a team that, you know, Hamilton, better than the record indicates, I'd say that about the Hornets, but it should be a competitive game tonight. Do you like the fact that the boys get to get right back at it tonight?
Yeah, I mean, you don't sit there and think about it. And we're just trying to, you know, there's always, you want to make sure you get three games in the tournament. So that's what we're going to go out there and compete to do tonight. And, you know, you always want to win a tournament, but if nothing else, try to get out with two wins. But we're just looking for win number one in this one. So, you know, just to continue and earn another game on Friday night.
So, you know, with Hamilton, I saw them against Princeton. You know, interesting team. They've lost some firepower to graduation, certainly, over the last 2-3 years. But they gave Princeton everything they wanted when they played him at the Ketchum Center. Did you get a chance to scout him or see him at all this year, Coach?
Yeah, I actually did not watch that game, but I've watched a couple games with them against West Platte in the Gallatin game. So I think I've seen, and now I watched them against Smithville. So I've seen them three different times. I did not see the Princeton game. But, they are competitive, and they – you know, they do a lot of good things, and then they'll do some of the same kind of mistakes that we make. So I'm hoping tonight can be just a competitive basketball game regardless of outcome.
And, you hit on the point, too, that, you know, there are some tournaments out there where you're guaranteed three games, and then that means there's a seventh-place game, so the loser tonight would play Friday. That's not the case in this one. There's no seventh-place game. So if you win tonight, you get an extra game on your schedule, and when you're young, every chance that you get to play and build experience, that's a positive.
Yeah, 100%. You know, those are games that you don't ever get back. So if you lose tonight, you don't get that game Friday night, and it's just a game the kids never get to play.
How much are the boys looking forward to playing on the home floor next week?
Yeah, you know, it's been, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks since we've been back there. So we got to try to get that first home win as well. So we're just, you know, ready to get back out next week.
That, you know, we'll save the Milan discussion for next week. They're looming, very good Milan team on Friday the 24th coming to Trenton High School. Polo I've seen, and, you know, they're not Milan by any stretch of the imagination, but the Panthers have a pretty nice team this year. I would expect Polo Trenton to be pretty competitive next Tuesday.
Yeah, we played them competitively that first game in the Gallatin tournament, and, you know, we let that one go away. We had a kind of a bad second quarter in that game. So, you know, that was one of the games where we put close to four quarters together, but we had a lull there in the second. So it should be a competitive game next Tuesday night.
Kind of feels like, too, that, you know, sometimes shots are going to go in and sometimes some distance struggle a bit. It kind of felt like that the boys, they struggle a little bit on those outside shots last night. So if that's the case, do you kind of encourage them to look for different shots, or do you kind of have the philosophy of, you know, if you're a shooter, put the shots up. They'll go in eventually.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, as long as the shot is in rhythm and on the catch, it, you know, sometimes the result of the outcome is not in your control, but you know, just trying to make sure that we're getting the quality shots we want. We're, you know, we're penetrating inside and hopefully collapsing the defense and then kick out. That's when we want to shoot. If we can penetrate inside, we don't collapse the defense, we want to score.
Longtime rivals, Hamilton and Trenton, they play tonight, 8:15. It might end up being 9 o'clock. You know how that goes when it's the fourth game out of four on the schedule today down at Lawson High School. But certainly it'll be a late night for the Bulldogs. Hopefully you have a good bus ride coming off a win coming home. Good luck against the Hornets tonight, Coach. We'll see you later this week.
Hey, thanks for having me on.